Parshas Matos talks about the laws of Nadarim, upholding our vows. The Parsha begins, Vadabri Moshe al Roshe HaMatos. We find an anomaly in the way the Torah introduces this mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the head of the tribes. Why is this Parsha of oaths and vows directed specifically towards the head of the tribes? So the Mepharshim explained, the reason it was taught specifically to the Roshe HaMatos is to emphasize to them the importance of serving as role models in keeping one's word. An Israeli journalist once cynically remarked, it is our experience that the political leaders do not always mean the opposite of what they say. Although many of us don't view ourselves as leaders, this lesson is still applicable to each and every one of us. Whether as parents or employers or teachers, most of us have people in our lives who look up to us to serve as their moral guides. By directing it to the Roshei HaMatos, the Torah teaches us, if we want to be successful in any leadership role, it must begin with honoring our commitments. Why is that? Because leaders have a tendency and the capabilities to abuse their power. It reminds me of a story that can only happen in Israel. Back in November of 1988, when Yitzhak Shamir was the Prime Minister of Israel, he was once confronted by the press and they asked him, while you were on the campaign trail running for office, you promised certain legislation. Why are you now breaking your campaign promises? And he answered them famously, I promised, but I never promised to keep my promises. In Parshas Matos, we learn about the enormous power and potency of our words. The Pasuk says, Lo yachel devarei, you shall not profane your words. Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh, whatever comes out of your mouth, you shall do. Simply understood, the Pasuk is referring to keeping and upholding our vows. The Chiddah explains this Pasuk in a very powerful homiletic way. Le'yachal devare, if a person is careful not to desecrate his words by refraining from speaking ill of others and by speaking only the truth, then Hashem renders his mouth holy and pure, and kechol hayotze mipiv, whatever comes out of his mouth, meaning, whatever the person asks for, Yaseh, Hashem will do. Hashem will fulfill all of their requests. The Chiddah explains that this pasuk of Kachol HaYoytzim Mepiv Yaseh is the secret of Tzadik Goyzer V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Tzadik Goyzer, a tzadik decrees, and Hashem, since he observes the entire Torah, and in it it says that if someone guards their mouth, then Kachol HaYoytzim Mepiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh, that Hashem will be Mekayim, Hashem has no other choice but to fulfill the tzaddik's requests. What a beautiful idea from the Chiddah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the author of the Sefer Emes Liyakov, was renowned for his lifelong devotion to the truth. During his life, Rabbi Yaakov never put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, only Rashi's tefillin. Although Rabbi Yaakov certainly possessed the piety required for one who wished to take on this chimera, but it was not his custom. A few weeks before his 90th birthday, Rabbi Yaakov tells his son, please take the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin that I have in the house to the sofer to make sure that it's kosher, because I want to start wearing them every day. His son was stunned. What happened, Tati? Rabbi Yaakov tells him, I'll tell you a story that happened about 50 years ago. One day after Shacharis, a Yid approached me in shul, and he asked me why I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And I told him that this was not the minhag among the Lithuanian Rabbanim to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But he was not satisfied with my answer, and he persisted. The Chafetz Chaim, who is also Lithuanian, and among the great Poskim of old time, he wears Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov tells his son, I wanted the man to stop pestering me. So I asked him, how old is the Chafetz Chaim? And he said, 90 years old. So I told him, when I reach the age of the Chafetz Chaim, I will also put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And now I'm approaching 90. Rabbi Yaakov never imagined that he would live so long. And yet here, he was closing in on the big 9-0. And the day he turned 90, he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov never forgot the promise he made to that young man 50 years earlier. Lo yachel devarei. He embodied the title of a sefer, Emes Liyakov. He never desecrated his words. Kechol hayotze mipiv yaseh. He said 90, Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to make sure that he was alive to fulfill his promise. So Hashem gave him Arichas Yomim because of that. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.